News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the DJ Ritchie Show.
Oh, hey, ladies and gentlemen. Got an abbreviated version of the show tonight. But there is a lot to get to. And this is where you really get a taste of how my personality changes depending on how things are hitting me. We've had something terrible happen in our country today, and I know you know a lot about it, but tonight is not a time. I don't feel like being silly and trying to make you laugh and all of that. There's an article in the New York Post that they put out at 5:53 this evening that kind of gives a wrap up of the day with the shooting in Minneapolis. I usually don't just read articles word for word, but I don't want to leave anything out of this one. And I think it covers pretty much everything that on which we need to focus. But when things are fun, they're fun. When it's time to be serious, it's time to be serious. So here's the breakdown. The deranged gunman who slaughtered two children and injured at least 17 others at a Catholic school in Minneapolis has been identified as a transgender woman, meaning he was a man pretending to be a woman. As disturbing videos posted by the shooter show a handwritten manifesto and, quote, kill Donald Trump and, quote, for the children, scrawled on gun magazines. Robin Westman, formerly Robert Westman, opened fire through the stained glass windows of a church at the Annunciation Catholic School, where he attended. It was during a celebratory back-to-school mass filled with children around 8:30 this morning. Just hours before the cowardly massacre, Westman, 23, posted a series of twisted videos on YouTube, which included a manifesto. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara confirmed at a press conference. In one 20-minute video, Westman flipped through the disturbing handwritten manifesto, much of it was written in a homespun code that uses Cyrillic characters and English phonetic words. And I'm probably still pronouncing that incorrectly. In the deranged writings, he gleefully fantasized about, quote, being that scary, horrible monster standing over those powerless kids, end quote, and reverently confesses admiration for the 2012 Sandy Hook massacre. Westman applied to change his birth name from Robert to Robin in Dakota County, Minnesota, when he was 17 years old, according to the court documents. That name change was granted in January 2020. The petition added that Westman, quote, identifies as a female and wants her name to reflect that identification. But 5 years later, he seemed to have backed away from that identity. Quote, I don't want to dress girly all the time, but I guess sometimes I really like it. I know I am not a woman, but I definitely don't feel like a man, he wrote. I really like my outfit. I look pretty, smart, and modest. I think I want to wear something like this for my shooting. He also goes into great detail about his decision to target Annunciation, where he graduated from grade school in 2017, according to a yearbook obtained by CNN. His mother, Mary Grace Westman, also worked as a secretary at the school until retiring in 2021, according to a Facebook post by the church. Quote, I'm feeling good about Annunciation. It seems like a good combo of easy attack form and devastating tragedy. and I want to do more research. I have concerns about finding a large enough group. I want to avoid any parents, but pre- and post-school drop-off. Maybe I could attack an event at the on-site church. I think attacking a large group of kids coming in from recess is my best plan. Then from there, I go inside and kill, going for as long as I can. Near the end of the video, Westman flips through a number of blank pages before reaching what appears to be a drawing showing the inside of a church, saying, "Ha ha, nice," as he stops turning pages. He then takes out a knife and stabs it into the center of the sketch, his hand momentarily quivering before he withdraws the blade and quietly mumbles, "Kill myself." In a video titled "So Long and Thanks for All the Fish," Westman slowly turns the pages of the red notebook, which is laid out on top of what appears to be a schematic gun diagram, one of them reading Ruger Mark IV, a type of small caliber pistol. As he flips the pages, an occasional plume of smoke is seen from the bottom of the screen, punctuated by coughs, disjointed cursing, and maniacal giggles. Each page is filled with inscrutable handwritten doggerel, which includes violent ramblings such as, "I've had thoughts about mass murder for a long time. I'm very conflicted with writing this journal. I need to get my thoughts out without getting on a watch list, ha ha." The journal contains a number of other subtle clues about Weston's identity, hinting at an angry melange of far-left politics and anti-Semitism. One page includes a trans pride flag sticker with "Defend Equality" printed across the bottom, with a black AK-47 sticker laid on top. In another entry, he writes, "If I carry out a racially motivated attack, it will be most likely against filthy Zionist Jews," before calling Jewish people quote unquote entitled and quote unquote penny sniffing, before adding "Free Palestine" to it. "I hate fascism," read yet another page, following it up shortly after with, "I also love when kids get shot. I love to see kids get torn apart." He later bemoaned the media, saying he is tired of the news headlines. "They only talk about brown people dying, and I don't care about them. I like to hear when Israelis get killed, but they don't like to report on that stuff." The Demented Manifesto sheds light on what appears to be a truly disturbed mind, with Weston musing about a grand, quote-unquote, final act, stating a desire to take out a target of political and societal significance before he died. Targets like Elon Musk, Trump, or some significant exec, he says. But he also claimed he had no political motive. "I don't want to do it to spread a message. I do it to please myself. I do it because I'm sick." He also indicated that he knew the Annunciation shooting would culminate in his death and complained about apparent health issues. "I think I might have some prostate problems. I have to urinate so frequently, and I'm sick of it. Even if I can heal, I still just want to die and kill many." The journal read. The unhinged shooter went on to express sincere admiration for mass shooters, including Sandy Hook killer Adam Lanza. "I have a deep fascination," he said, "with one man in particular, Adam Lanza." He wrote in the journal on May 23rd in reference to the 20-year-old perpetrator of the worst elementary school shooting in U.S. history, which left 20 first-grade students and 6 adults dead. "Sandy Hook was my favorite, I think, exposure of school shootings. Another video posted to YouTube in the hours before the sickening slaughter showed off a cache of weapons, including a semi-automatic rifle and a shotgun. Gun magazines were scrawled with, quote, for the children, end quote, and, quote, kill Donald Trump, end quote. Westman, who died at the scene of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, was armed with a rifle, a shotgun, and a handgun, all of which he bought legally, cops said. The shooter was not previously known to law enforcement. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara told reporters at a press conference. So, those are the facts. Now, we're going to discuss all this and break it down as far as the way our political culture is handling this today. And it's not good. Hang on.
The TJ Richey Show.
Hear the TJ Richey Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjrichey.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjrichey.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjrichey.com.
Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Richey Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
We're discussing the school shooting in Minneapolis today. If you want to weigh in on it, you want to add to the conversation, then the number is 704-570-1110. You can call or text. And that WBT text line is driven by Liberty Buick GMC. All right, so many things that are telling about this entire incident. So we just read the excerpts from this guy's manifesto. And if it fits the profile of so many people who claim to be transgender. He's looking to be seen. He's looking to be thought of as important or as a person who did something, who accomplished something that was memorable. I know a lot about the transgender issue. There is someone that I am very close to that is in my family who claims transgenderism. So often, the minds of these people are so askew that all they're looking for is acceptance and happiness. Okay, so they feel like I'm not accepted the way I am. People who see me as a boy or as a man, they don't accept me. They think that I'm strange or they think that I'm weird, and it always has made me sad that I feel like I don't belong to any of these friend groups at school and so forth. So they feel like, okay, well, here's the problem, because then it comes along and then somebody tells them, somebody on the left, whether it be a politician or a crazy doctor that's just out to make money off of them, or even a psychiatrist or a mental health professional, quote unquote, that would tell them, yeah, you need to look into having this surgery done because that's what's going to make you happy. And then they'll say, it's going to keep you from killing yourself. So the doctor that performs the procedures and all of that, they have a patient for the rest of the patient's life. You can't just go get the surgery and then walk away and, you know, come back once a year for a checkup like someone who's who has beaten cancer or something. And then you also have the mental health, quote unquote, professionals who also have you as a lifelong patient because you need to stay on top of your mental health when, you know, you've got so many struggles. But what has happened is that the left has, instead of recognizing that this is a mental condition that needs to be treated, they affirm it. That's why they call it gender-affirming care. And it causes these people to realize, a lot of them, when they go through this entire change in their bodies, all of the pain, all of the expense, all of the time, the transformation, and then they realize, what? You know what? I'm still not happy. I mean, this guy did it. He went around claiming to be a girl, living his life as a girl, and then all of a sudden one day he's like, ah, that's not really for me, because it didn't make him happy. He didn't get the attention. He may have gotten attention, but he didn't get the reward for it that he had always dreamed of getting. So now he's like, well, I don't know what I am. I don't feel like a girl, but then I don't feel like a man either. So there you are. Again, you've done, you know, all of this transformation and you're still not happy. But what it boils down to is it is a sickness, a mental sickness. If you legitimately, and I'm not saying that it doesn't exist like this, but you legitimately believe that you were born the wrong sex and that you want to go to a doctor and have yourself mutilated, and you think that you can transform from being a man, you can transform into being a woman, and that that's just going to be the new happy life for you, then You've got something wrong mentally, and it needs to be treated, and it doesn't need to be pandered to, which is what it's been happening for several years now. Why do you think it is that in the past 10 years, the number of people who identify as transgender has skyrocketed in America? Why were there not that many transgender people or people who identified as transgender 15 to 20 years ago? It's because it wasn't being shoved in everyone's face to say, you deserve this, or if you're unhappy, it's almost like a bad, you know, TV commercial in the middle of the night, like the psychic networks and stuff. If you're unhappy, it's not your fault. You may just be born in the wrong body. You may have been misgendered at birth. And they say all of that crazy stuff about, and they try to teach the kids, when you're born, the doctor guesses, it gives an educated guess as to what your gender is. But you really don't know your gender until you get old enough to decide whether you're going to be a boy or a girl. And you're not doing these people a favor, trust me, by pandering to it. And everybody who does pander to it does it selfishly. You got that crazy woman from Sex and the City, Cynthia Nixon, this whack job. She claims that, I think she said, two of her three kids are transgender, and then her sister's kids are transgender, something like that. And then you're going to tell me that you're not promoting that, you're not trying to get them to think that way. It's crazy. Why would you do that? You do it for your own selfish reasons. Politicians do it on the left because, you know, it's their goal to tear down society in America. The traditions of American society. We talk about it every night. And when you see these parents featured on these shows and stuff, and they show clips of them on social media and all, and you got the mom sitting there saying she knew she wasn't a boy at 2 years old. Did she? And my point is that you're dealing with a person who's mentally unstable. So that's first and foremost. Just like every one of these mass shootings, you're dealing with a person who's mentally unstable. In this case, this guy fit the profile of someone deeply desirous of attention and adoration, affirmation. That's the profile. Now, the way the left has handled this today shows exactly, one, that I'm right every night when I tell you what they're all about, and it does show just how empty they are, how soulless they can be. So we'll get into some of that coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
All right, I wish I had more time tonight to, I could have done the, if I had 2 hours tonight like I normally do, I could have gone the whole 2 hours with this because there's so much in it that is so telling. We're talking about the man who shot the Catholic school up in Minneapolis today. Kids were in there for a morning mass, and he walked down the side of the church shooting in the windows at these poor innocent people, killing two children, injuring 17 more people, most of them children, and then killing himself. So the left has to jump in to gear, right? Anytime there's a shooting, the communocrats now have to immediately jump on this this phrase that has become popular among the godless left, and it is something along the lines of, or some form of, your thoughts and prayers are not doing any good. And then sometimes they'll just say, your prayers are not enough. It's not doing any good. We got to have gun control. So that's the way the Democrat mind works, is immediately jump out in front of it with a political issue, no matter what the situation. The only difference in this one is that usually they'll jump and falsely say that the perpetrator is a Trump supporter or is a conservative or, you know, right wing nut, whatever it is. And then it usually comes back to the fact that they were completely wrong. At least this one, we knew immediately that it was a deranged person who thinks that he is the opposite sex than what he is. He had a vendetta, lashing out because, you know, the world wasn't good enough to him. So, the Democrats want to get out in front of this, and it's the gun problem. It's the gun problem. And then they also want to make sure, just like Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles with the homeless guy who allegedly stabbed the woman on the light rail, she wanted to make sure she gets out in front of it and says, do not blame him. He is the victim because of mental, mental illness. So there was a message that the Democrats thought was the most important thing. The most important thing that the Democrats wanted to get out there, other than gun control, was perfectly described as an example here by the mayor of Minneapolis named Michael Fay. This is what he said. Listen.
I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed at our trans community. Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity. We should not be operating out of a place of hate for anyone. We should be operating from a place of love for our kids. Kids died today.
Yeah, they did.
This needs to be about them.
It does.
This needs to be wrapping our arms around these families with every bit of love that we can possibly show.
So the real message is, one, you don't want the trans community to turn against Democrats. And two, you can't blame us for this. We did nothing. We failed nowhere in allowing this to happen. And then anybody who says anything that is criticizing the quote-unquote trans community, oh, they're the horrible ones. You think those parents of those little kids, you think that's what they want to hear from their mayor as they're sitting in the hospital with their children in critical condition, or as they're sitting at home with their children who were the ones that didn't get shot, but they're having to deal with all of the emotions and everything of being scared to death, knowing that they almost were killed and that their classmates were. You think they want to hear that from this two-bit mayor commucrat? Do you think for one second that anybody with a sense of decency and morals wants to hear this ridiculous, clown, heartless mayor come out and put himself in the firing line to protect the trans community? As everybody knows, this trans issue has been a radical part of the Democrat platform for years. And it has been proven to be a losing issue for them. The most powerful and effective campaign ad that Donald Trump ran against Kamala Harris was when he was talking about her wanting to trans the kids. And the last line in the spot said, Kamala Harris is for they, them. Trump is for you. Or something along those lines. So when he's out there, and then I heard a bunch of other ones saying it too, when he's out there saying, don't you attack the trans community or whatever, that means don't attack the left politicians, because we've encouraged this for so long now. This is our baby. This is our issue. This is our movement. And it's been proven to be horrible. Horrible for the people who are being celebrated for not just mutilating themselves, but also people having their children mutilated and all of that. You know, it's just ridiculous. But also putting people who have mental illness out front and telling them that they are completely fine. They're so normal. They're so fine that we're going to celebrate you. You know, they're very quick to talk about needing help with mental health and programs for people who need. But if you tell them that somebody who is a man that thinks he's a woman needs mental help instead of surgery and doctors and all of that, then you're a hater. Then you're homophobe or whatever else, transphobic. I mean, this really illustrates how completely soulless these Democrat politicians are. I don't know how they fix their hair in the morning, because I would be willing to bet they don't have a reflection. They're ghouls. Hang on, we got more coming up.
The DJ Richie Show. He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Richie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Okay. So we're talking about the shooting today in Minneapolis and how the Democrat politicians are handling it. So here's the way it works, okay? Democrat politicians and Democrat pundits in the media and all, they come out and they show themselves to be heartless because they immediately want to jump in the way of anybody blaming them and their policies for stuff like this. They always want to blame Republicans first, the gun nuts and all of that. And then if it's somebody that belongs to one of their protected, marginalized groups, they want to jump in front of that as well. One, because they want to have the continued support of said group, and they want to put it out there that, you know, they jump out there so they're saying that their policies didn't cause this. So they do that. They jump out and politicize it, right? Then when somebody comes along like I do and criticize them, then the lunatic left looks at me and says, can't we just not be so this and that? And, you know, let's focus on the kids. And, you know, you're politicizing it. You're making it political. So whoever responds to the Democrats' politicization of a tragedy like this is then called the one, it says that they're the ones that are politicizing it. It's typical playground mentality that the Democrats operate with. Now, I'm going to read you a text, and I haven't been reading this person's texts because I know that the person is just looking for attention and finds some sort of a, you know, some sort of a thrill out of knowing that they got my attention and that I read what they wrote and all that. So I always say this is a she, and I don't really know one way or the other, but I just, the person writes like a she. So there is an opportunity for this person to put their name on their text that they send, but they don't. This came in at 8:06 while I was in the middle of reading the article with all of the details in it from the New York Post about the shooter and his manifesto. This is what came in. So evidently she wasn't listening at the time, just decided, oh, he's on the radio now. Let me jump on here and send him something, making him think that I know what I'm talking about. And I'm going to try to get in his head before he gets too far into his 1 hour show tonight. She said, TJ, I guess you won't talk about the shooting that happened in Minnesota this morning, right? Just wonder why. Maybe because the shooter was white, not black, not an illegal immigrant. Maybe because your incompetent, idiot president didn't regulate gun control in USA like he's doing on immigration policies. Or maybe you're going to throw everything on Democrats because Minnesota is led by Democrats. Either way, you will find something to justify this atrocity and put it on the Dems. I haven't justified the atrocity, but I have put it on Democrat policies, yes. You know why? Because that's the fact. Democrat policies on mentally disturbed people who believe that they are the wrong sex has caused stuff like this to escalate. Yes. Just like every other mentally disturbed person that shows signs of or actually has a history of violent behavior against the innocent among us, the Democrats want them roaming the streets, putting them, instead of having them in a place with the criminally insane, they want them out amongst the rest of us where they can cause havoc. They can wreak havoc. And you can't disprove that. But this is the way Democrats think, that because I criticize people that may belong to a certain race or a group of people, it doesn't matter whether those people are breaking the law, whether they're harming innocent people in society or what, it doesn't matter. It's racist. You see, you can't have any criticism of anything if you're white, unless you're criticizing other white people. Anything else is racist. Again, that's how the Democrats have set the field. It's the way they've made the rules. But it makes no sense. It's just, you know, half-brained emotions just lashing out. We had a tragedy in the country today, and children, innocent children who were in church, were massacred because this deranged individual was trying to get whatever he determined needed to be revenge for society not accepting him or making him have a happy life. The transgender movement is built on narcissism. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that right now. And this proves it today. This is another one. Obsessed with himself. Completely obsessed with himself. So if it makes you feel better to write this nonsense in here to me and you feel like, okay, I got him. Feel free. I mean, you just make a fool of yourself. Which, again, you're free to do. So, the great one, Mark Levin, is coming up next. I really do wish I could have been here the whole show. But
we had Bill Belichick on here. That was really important.
God loves you and ain't nothing you can do about it. See you tomorrow.
It's TJ Richie.
Hear the TJ Richie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjrichie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjrichie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjrichie.com.